Friday, 26th of April, 2024. Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them. Acts 27 verse 9. A literal translation would be, "And much time having elapsed, and the sailing being already dangerous, and the fast already passed by, Paul admonished." CG. With the ship at Fair Havens near La Saia, Luke next says, "And much time having elapsed." This is referring to the constant delays experienced by the contrary winds while sailing and the time stopped in the harbour. All of this brought about a delay in the expected arrival in Rome, which was rather important at this time of year. The reason it is so is explained in Luke's next words, "And the sailing being already dangerous." The word translated as dangerous is episphaales. It is found only here. It is derived from epi, upon, and sphalo, to trip or cause to fall. Thus, it means upon the falling. Thus, inevitable danger is to be expected. The time of year brings about changes in weather. This is true in most parts of the world. For the sailors on the Mediterranean Sea, this change in season can become a matter of life and death. Just as in many parts of the world, storms arise that can bring about immense waves and contrary winds. Where the men are now, this is the case. One marking of time to understand this is given by Luke from a Hebrew perspective, saying, "And the fast already passed by." This is speaking of the Day of Atonement. It is called the fast out of respect for the weighty nature of the day. Leviticus 23:32 says, "It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls on the ninth day of the month at evening. From evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath." This day corresponds to the end of September or early October each year. Sailing at that time, and because of the nature of the ancient ships in particular, was considered very hazardous from around this feast all the way until the time of the Passover in the spring. The routes, however, would be busy from Passover until the time around the next Day of Atonement. Luke, being the excellent chronicler that he was, made a mental note of the time of year and Paul's insistence concerning what it meant. As he notes, "Because of the late time of year, Paul admonished." His words are ahead, but the fact that he is giving counsel on sailing to experienced sailors makes it evident that he himself knew exactly what he was talking about. His words are surely from personal experience, having travelled extensively. It may even be that this is what he refers to in 2 Corinthians 11. "Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren." 2 Corinthians 11, 25 and 26. One more point concerning these words is that Paul uses a new word in scripture here, parainiel, translated as admonish. It means to exhort or advise. However, Helps Word Studies notes that it is, quote, "to urge acknowledging what is praiseworthy. For example, recommend, advise, urge," end quote. It is an up-close and personal form of admonishment. This word will only be seen again in verse 27-22. Life application. There are things that we need to do in life. Not doing them can be costly. However, there is also the truth that it might become more costly to attempt to do them as well. Thus, one must choose between two difficult situations. There are some who are risk takers. Such people can easily lose everything, but they can also become quite rich because others are holding back while the opportunities are available. There are those who are more conservative and who will generally save what they have, even if it doesn't bring about larger gains, and even if it means short-term losses. Both types are needed to run the world, and no matter what we do, there will always be 2020 hindsight to kick us and tell us we did the wrong thing, or to comfort us that we really were wise to act or not act. But at the time of looking forward, what is the best option? The answer is, whichever includes the Lord. He is not here to interfere in our decisions. Rather, what we should be doing is praying to him, asking for his direction, and then deciding once we have included him in the process. With that, we can be confident that what we have done was with him having been consulted. With that, we can be confident that what we have done was with him having been consulted. Whatever the outcome, we will know that we at least had him in our decision-making process. As with all things at such times, we can then say, the Lord's will be done. It is a truth, no matter what the outcome and whether we pray or not. Therefore, we can be satisfied that we have done the right thing with no added regrets. Heavenly Father, help us to include you in our life's decisions. We often get ahead of ourselves and jump into decisions without first petitioning you. In doing so, we cannot be satisfied with a negative outcome. And in a positive outcome, we may become boastful. Rather, let us not fret over losses when we first came to you, and may we never be arrogant in what you have blessed us with. May it be so to your glory. Amen.
But we have lost much time. It was now dangerous to sail, because it was already after the day of cleansing. So Paul warned them. Acts 27, verse 9.